Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 140. This episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast is proudly brought to you by mumswithhustle.com. It is my online platform designed to help start-up mums in business not only start but also grow profitable businesses with heart. When you visit, you're going to find plenty of high-quality freebies. Like I'm talking cheat sheets, ebooks, e-courses, you name it, it's all over there. You're going to find in excess of 125 podcast episodes and some incredible blog posts to help get you to the next level of impact and income when it comes to growing your business. So listen to this podcast episode, and then when you're done, if you want to sink your teeth into some more, head over to mumswithhustle.com.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast. This week, we are going to be comfortable getting uncomfortable. Or at least we're going to try to be, because we are talking about money and your money mindset. Now, in this episode, I actually share what some of my own money mindset hang-ups used to be. Thankfully, I have worked through them, but I am bringing on an expert to join me on this podcast, and she is seriously dropping some value bombs. So make sure that if you can, if your life, if your circumstance allows you, grab yourself a pen and paper and take some notes, because she speaks fast, but boy, she is delivering some true, true gems. I'm so excited for today's episode because we are going to help you understand and embrace a positive money mindset. That's right, girlfriend. We are talking money. Today's guest is Kelly Roach. She's a mum, a business coach, an ex-NFL cheerleader, and health and fitness nut. Kelly is passionate about helping business owners reach their true potential and live out their dreams by building profitable businesses that enhance every aspect of their lives. I am so connecting with that desire and that drive. So during today's episode, okay, Kelly is going to share her insider knowledge with you to help stretch your money mindset a bit beyond what you think is capable so that you can start to lean in and really achieve those things that you never thought are even possible for yourself in your circumstance. So let's give Kelly a warm welcome. She's tuning in here with me all the way from the US. How are you, Kelly?
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing fantastic and I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's amazing. And you know, if you're tuning in and catching this episode, it is still in the morning here for me. I'm recording in Sydney, but for you, Kelly, it's around 9 p.m. at night. So you're digging deep and I appreciate you being here.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and there's nothing better than connecting with other amazing entrepreneurs making a difference in the world. So no place I'd rather be.
Oh, you're the best. Okay. Well, do you want to just, you know, take the mic now for a bit and get us up to speed on yourself, your own journey, your family, but also tell us about yourself as an entrepreneur. How did it all begin for you?
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's a very loaded question. I'm going to try to keep my answer concise for you. So, you know, first of all, I'm a business growth strategist and a peak performance coach. And what that means is I help entrepreneurs, business leaders, and CEOs to make 6- and 7-figure leaps quickly and efficiently in their businesses. And my whole philosophy is built around creating sustainable businesses that are built based on systems, strategy, and an effective people plan, which means that it's really all about growing your business in a way that can stand the test of time, that isn't going to create entrepreneurial burnout, that's going to allow you to actually build something where as it grows, you have more freedom, not less, which sounds like that would be an obvious thing, but it is very not obvious once you get into it, as I'm sure many people listening have experienced. So a lot of times I'm doing a lot of unraveling where we're breaking things down and then we're building them back up the right way. But I love solving business problems, and that's truly, truly what my passion is. So that's what I do and how I help people. And in terms of my entrepreneurial journey, I never really had this like huge burning desire to be an entrepreneur, to be completely honest with you. It was more born kind of out of, I guess, necessity in terms of life purpose. And just, I was working for a Fortune 500. I was promoted 7 times in 8 years, had a lot of great success and outward, I guess, gratification for that. But over time, it just did not provide the fulfillment or the freedom or the ability to express my individuality or any of those things that are so important that don't go on the resume, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is why I became an entrepreneur. I wanted the opportunity to really be in control of the direction and focus of my life, and to be able to live life on my own terms, put my family first, which is the most important thing to me. I just knew that the only way to do that was through taking total ownership, total accountability, and creating it my own way.
Wow. Well, I just think kudos to you, because you wrapped that up so beautifully and you articulate yourself so well. I did ask you some loaded questions there, and you've managed to like shrink it all down. I feel like we've gotten to know you in a very short time frame. So amazing stuff, Kelly. You are so right, by the way. Most of us do start our businesses out of just wanting to take life into our own hands so that we can start living this life by design. We want this freedom. We realize even if we are in a really successful career, maybe it's just not leading you to that place of fulfillment, or it's not leading you to living the life that you envision for yourself. So it's an entrepreneur's mindset to kind of realize that and then step out of it and create themselves this beautiful business that they love. And sometimes, though, you can really get stuck. Like, you can get stuck on the hamster wheel. And people come to this tipping point where they can either grow and scale, or they can lead to this entrepreneurial burnout. And what we're going to chat about now on the podcast, like, I really want to tap into your knowledge and your superpower of helping people develop and foster this positive money mindset, because money mindset is a huge block when it comes to growing and scaling a business. So can you tell us, what do you mean by positive money mindset?
Well, you know, your money mindset impacts almost every decision that runs through your life personally and professionally in some way, shape, or form. And so when I think of positive money mindset, it's, you know, first of all, recognizing that there is unlimited abundance. There is enough for all of us to be and live to our fullest potential without competing or comparing or being concerned that more for me is less for you, or less for you is more for me, or whatever the case. It just doesn't work that way. So I think it's truly that mentality of unlimited abundance, which the universe is. And I think it's also high value, high self-worth, you know, and and on one hand, not hinging your self-worth on the money that you do or don't have. And on the other hand, not letting where you are financially now impact your perception of your self-worth. So it's kind of like a double-sided coin, if that makes sense.
Yes. And so we're going to like move in and start speaking about how that actually looks in a practical sense. So how does one begin to kind of assess or identify that they are being held back by their money mindset? I know it's really, it comes down to self-awareness. So how does a poor money mindset present itself in your life?
First of all, if you're making decisions that say, I can't because, or if, you know, you are making decisions about what you can or cannot do in your life because of your current financial situation. And I don't mean that in a woo-woo way where like you go take out loans and use money that's not yours and spend, you know, in excess of what you have. Like, I'm a huge believer in living on cash. I have no debt. I'm very like, you know, I don't want to have that weight on me. But what I mean is, you know, from a very young age, for example, my family, I grew up on the poverty line, and the answer to almost everything was no, we can't afford it. And when I got old enough to start working, I immediately started taking on 2-3 jobs. And all through college, I always was working 2-3 jobs at all times, really focusing in on how can I afford it instead of I can't afford it, and really turning that no into a yes, and believing that if you're willing to do the work, that you can create yes as the answer to anything that you want. Not that you spend the money before you have it, but that you can create it.
Okay. All right. So what about How is this manifesting itself inside of female entrepreneurs? Like, what types of things are you seeing when it comes to poor money mindset and females in business?
Well, two things. You know, number one, it's making poor financial decisions in your business. And so what I mean by that is not getting the training, the coaching, the resources that you need to achieve your financial goals. So it's like if you expect the car to take you to California, you're in Australia, so maybe that's a bad example. What's the city on the other side of Australia for you?
Oh my gosh, if I was to get from Sydney to Perth, that would just like take me forever.
Okay, so you know, it's like you saying, you know, that you want to get from Sydney to Perth, but you're not willing to put any gas in the car until you get there. That's what poor money mindset does. It's just silly decision making, right? So you can't build a $1 million business or become a millionaire or become wealthy or become financially free without making the investment to learn the skills, to gain the resources, and to become in possession of the assets that it will require in order to get there. So if you're expecting to, right? Okay, so let's think about that for a second. So when we're in this lack mindset where money mindset is driving bad decision making, we're making silly decisions where we say that investing in the thing that we need to get to our goals, you're only going to do that after you already met the goal. When like common sense will tell you that you obviously don't have the skill or you don't have the knowledge or you don't have the expertise. So go out there and find a way. And I mean, I think the perfect example is for entrepreneurs. I have people ask me all the time that are starting new businesses, should I quit my job and, you know, go all into my business? And I say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I tell them, you know, you have to have enough money to float your business for 2 years to invest in all the tools, training, advertising, resources, and coaching that you need to make it past the 2 year mark. There's a reason why 95% of businesses fail. Most of it is because of exactly that. So that's why I believe that whatever it is that you need in order to succeed, it doesn't matter where your business is today, or you could apply this to any area of life. It doesn't need to be just in business, but it's either you're going to make the investment to gain the knowledge, the resources, and the assets to get there, or you're taking yourself out of the game completely, right? Mm,
yes. Oh my goodness. So, so right. Okay. I know a positive money mindset allows room for you to take opportunities as well. Like it is, it's all about that abundance, you know, that you truly resonate with and taking on opportunities that you want to do that's going to lead to future-proofing your business and growing and getting to the next level. So how do you encourage those in your tribe to tap into a positive money mindset? Can I just give you the context of a lot of the people in my community that I'm thinking about at the moment?
Yes.
So they're startup biz mums, right? And they're kind of bootstrapped, like they're completely self-funded. They haven't got a slush fund for their business. And they know that they need to spend in order to grow, but they are scared. How do they take those first baby steps of investing into their business? Or more so, what should they concentrate on investing in first? When you have very little money or very little profit, how can you be wise with that money that you have?
Yes, definitely. Great question. And I feel you, ladies, because I was exactly like you. And I started the same way. I mean, I was totally bootstrapped and, you know, it was exactly the same thing. So I get it. So, you know, the most important thing to spend your money on when you're getting started building your business is A, advertising. So getting people to find out about your business, because no matter how good you are at what you do, if no one knows about it, you're out of the game before you even got in it, right?
Yes.
So number one is if you're going to pay for anything, pay for traffic and leads. Pay for people to find out about your business. Pay for people to sign up for strategy session consultations, whatever it is. Pay for people to be exposed to you and your brand. So that's number one. And number two is if you never started a business before and this is your first time doing this, pay to get help learning how to do it the right way the first time so that you don't lose thousands and thousands of dollars wasting time and wasting money on the wrong things that aren't going to get you to your goals. Those to me are the two most important things. And it's exactly what I did too. So I'll share with you. I signed up for my first year-long business coaching program a year before I started my business when I was still full-time in my corporate job. I did that for an entire year before I even launched because I wanted to gain the knowledge and information in advance so that I could skip over many years of trial and error. And it absolutely was one of the best decisions I ever made. And the first investment that I made really in the business was in Facebook advertising. And still to this day, that is a huge client generation tool for me. And it's where a lot of our business comes from. So those two decisions will be things that pay dividends for you, not just when you're in startup mode, but as you grow and get into the $1 million plus range with your business.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So much yes to what you just said. In regards to the Facebook ads, I do want to ask you, Kelly, that is a significant investment. Like, you know, we've taken that on ourselves here as well. We had to outsource our Facebook ads and the build out of that funnel. And, you know, that came at an expense, but it was totally worth it. And we wanted to do it the right way. And now I just see a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs kind of throwing an ad out there without any overall strategy behind it. And then they feel really burned about the whole Facebook ads thing. So I wanted to ask you, when it comes to money mindset and investing in Facebook ads, what's been your approach? Has it been a DIY approach, like signing up to someone's program and learning how to do that yourself? Or has it been investing in an expert to kind of drive your Facebook ads strategy?
So first of all, I think I've spent well over $100,000, you know, on Facebook ads in the last couple of years. And I initially started off outsourcing it to another company because I wanted it done the right way. And, you know, I knew that I'd have to put just way too much of my own time and energy into learning that process to get to that point. And
that's
outsourced for, it's huge. It's a behemoth, right? And so I did that for, I guess, close to 5 years. And then now that I have a full-time internal staff of my own, as the company has grown, I actually have a full-time marketing manager and she runs all of our Facebook ads now. But, you know, I invested $13,000 to put her in a mastermind to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not greatness. Everyone pays the price for greatness, you know, and I think in our minds, in our scarcity fear mindsets, we all want to find that inkling of a miracle that in which we are going to skip over paying the price for greatness that every other person that went before us paid.
Oh my goodness. But, that is so true. Right? Everyone's like, looking for the blog post or the YouTube video or, you know, signing up to the latest freebie and hoping that that's going to be their ticket or their money maker.
Yes.
But there comes a point where you have to invest in getting the next level success and opportunities.
At some point, you're going to do it real, you're going to do it right, or you're just not going to do it at all. And I mean, the bottom line is the vast majority of people actually waste more money and lose 10 times more time trying to work their way around making the investment to do it right. And they could have been so much further along than they could have been if they just made the investment. And that's why I always say, if you're an entrepreneur and you're telling me you can't afford to pay for Facebook ads, I say, go get a job. Because if you can't afford to invest to do Facebook ads for your business, get a part-time job. Because those Facebook ads will ultimately be bringing in more income than your job will be within a matter of months anyway. So you go get a job, you pay for the ads from the job for as long as you need to, and then eventually the ads are going to be bringing in more money than the job is, and then you quit. Right? I think this whole burn the boats mentality, which I think is a horrible mentality, especially in like this day and age where most families do need two incomes coming in. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very dangerous mindset because I think people feel like if they can't be the all-in entrepreneur that's doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and has nothing else going on beside it, that they can't succeed. And that's just simply not the case.
Yeah. I definitely did the side hustle thing for a while. It was necessary. My husband came on to join me in the business and we moved from sole trader to company this year. And, you know, that took a lot of talking and a lot of like getting all of our finances in check and making sure that we had like zero debt and just being really responsible. I love what you're saying about calculated risk, minimizing all of that debt, knowing that you're not just being reckless. Having an abundance mindset is not about being reckless. It's about being responsible. The hustle is about being smart and being responsible. And if you are in that place, like you said yourself, Kelly, you were that student, that person that kind of, I don't know, you were ready to invest in your learning before you even started your thing. And I think that is so important. And massive shout out. I've got clients, I've got students that have worked with me before they've even bought their business name or before they've even done their first post on Instagram, they've signed up to my Instagram program because they know the importance of having an audience because that's their traffic driver. That's how they because it doesn't matter how shiny your website is or how amazing you are at your thing. If no one knows it exists, you're gonna hit a wall, a major wall.
That's it. And, you know, it's so interesting because the things that are perpetuated as being important and essential to being successful in business, like spending, you know, the $8,000 or $10,000 to get the fancy website done that steals a year of your life.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the most important thing. I surveyed my first 50 clients and I had spent, oh my God, countless hours and countless thousands of dollars on my website. I surveyed my first 50 clients and none of them had ever been to my website. Mm-hmm. They had found me on social media. And so that's the amazing thing. And that's why I said, you know, it's so important to know what investments you actually need to make. And that's why I said, start with getting the training and coaching that you need to be successful and advertising. Because all that other stuff can come later. But if no one knows about you and you don't have any leads coming in and there's no traffic and there's no eyeballs on your business and you don't know how to run and build and grow the business, then like, what do you have? You know what I mean? You have a website, but how far is that going to get you? You know what I mean?
Totally. So advertising is key, ladies, whether you choose to go on the DIY solution path. Okay. That's going to mean investing in training or the right coach. Or whether it means that you are finding yourself a kick-ass expert in whatever advertising jam they're in, whatever is their forte, it's going to come at some type of cost. But the abundance kicks in when you believe and you trust that this is going to lead to people finding you, people discovering you, and you are good for it. So they're going to want to do business with you. Mm-hmm. That's where the abundance kicks in.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're really big on money mindset rituals. So can you chat to us now, Kelly, about how we can kind of reset our money mindset?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think the first thing is to recognize that you can reset your money mindset. So exactly that statement, I think, tells it all. It's the fact that our money mindset is just simply a cycle that runs, that has been running based on what we were taught when we were young kids and based on our upbringing and based on our life experiences, that created this kind of blueprint for how we think about money and how our perception about money is reflected in our decisions, in our actions, in our belief system. And that set of beliefs can be changed. Like you can decide that I used to believe this when I was a little 10-year-old and my parents told me that money was bad or that being rich meant that you weren't a good person or whatever odd, strange things got passed along in your family. We all had some weird stuff,
totally.
Right? You can grow up and recognize that, yes, I did believe that when I was 10, but now using my common sense, being in my mid-30s, you know, that really doesn't make sense. You know, I don't actually believe that anymore. What I actually believe is the more money you make, the more you can give. And the more that you can give, the more people that you can help. And the more people you can help, the bigger difference you can make in the world, right?
Yes, so, that is so exciting. Right? That is the best thing, whether it's giving to your community or giving to like an organization or stepping into philanthropy, like our potential to give and serve is there when we have a healthy money mindset.
Yeah, Exactly. 1,000%. So just even that little exercise that I just walked you through of like recognizing that you can reset your money mindset, you can identify the beliefs that you have now outgrown that you can graduate from successfully and say, you know, I may have believed this when I was a young kid or when I was a teenager or when I was in my 20s or whatever, but I no longer believe this. And what I believe now instead is this, and here's why. And I think that's the first step. Yeah. Is identifying the old beliefs that you're going to let go, identifying the new beliefs that you truly believe and that you now understand to be true, and then allowing those to become like a living, breathing, really real part of how you live day to day and the decisions that you make and the actions that you take. So I really think that's a big catalyst. And then from there, if you take on that mindset that you can reset your money mindset, which we all can quickly and easily, you know, start reading and listening to audios and reading books and absorbing content and information and resources that allow you to start expanding your mind and thinking differently and understanding the actual power and control that you do have over the results that you get by the way that you think. And, you know, there's so much scientific research now on like the subconscious mind and the power of positive thinking and just, I mean, like science, like brain science, like hard evidence. And that's why I say, you know, going back to that belief system, you can use your common sense and say, you know, these things that I was told or I was taught, I can graduate from them because maybe this person that shared them with me in their heart of hearts did believe that to be true. But maybe you've evolved and it's natural that we should be evolving from generation to generation, right?
Yes, because, you know, when you know more, you can do better. And I truly believe, you know, like our parents or our grandparents and the generations that some of these outdated beliefs came from, well, maybe they made sense at that time, but we don't, it doesn't make sense to carry them into 2018 and beyond when circumstances are just so different and the world as we know it are just so different.
That's exactly right.
I love that you touched on brain science because I simply just cannot get enough of it. And when you were speaking about resetting the money mindset through the rituals and maybe mantras that you come up with for yourself or creating some intentions and affirmations, all of that stuff, you know, they are just, in essence, they're paradigm shifts. So if you're out there and you're saying, I mean, I'm going to give a real example. Here we go. So I used to think that having more money meant that I was a bad person or I was greedy, like I was just a materialistic person. And so then you can flip that around and basically create a sentence for yourself or an affirmation or a statement that is just its complete opposite. So having more money, like you said, allows me to be more generous so that I can help others. It's flipping it. It takes away the greed and it flips it on its head and turns it into generosity. So that's just something really practical. I encourage anyone to kind of write down their money mindset blocks or like really crazy statements. Like I just said then, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Money equals greed or equals me being vain. All of those weird things that I used to think. Write those down for yourself and see if you can create a sentence that is like in reverse of that. And yeah, that true example that I came from, it did. It came from my own background, being raised in South Africa in a time of the apartheid to parents that were classed as colored. And there was a lot going on in their world. So their worldview was shaped by that. And so these money mindset issues got passed on to me, which thankfully I have now shed. But yeah, so I love that you said it can be reset. Everyone can reset their money mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think another thing is really reflecting on investments that you've made and financial decisions that you've made that you did feel a little fearful of making at the time and what your return for those was. Because whenever we're up against making a financial decision that makes us uncomfortable, that requires a big investment of money, that pushes us outside of our comfort zone, you go through that cycle of questioning over and over again. It's like you never grow out of that, right? And I think the big thing there is really reflecting back on, okay, what decisions have I made in the past where I made an uncomfortable large investment in myself or in my business, and what results did I get from that? And chances are you can look back on those decisions, and some of those biggest, scariest decisions that you ever made are the ones that had the biggest payoff. And that is a great way to remind yourself that you have to be willing to take that risk in order to get that reward. And the degree to which you're willing to fail is going to be the degree to which you have the opportunity to succeed, you know, really, truly.
Yeah, I think that's such a good practical thing to do because it helps. It's that trust in self. You're looking back and you're like, no, I can do this. I've done it here, here, and here, and this is how it's worked out for me. Mm-hmm. And I trust my ability to discern what's a good decision, what's not a good decision. This is looking good. I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, can we talk now about money mindset and abundance for all of those people that are maybe on the other side of the spectrum? And maybe they're saying yes to all sorts of opportunities that come their way, or they're just creating more and more different branches to their business in attempt to kind of, I don't know, create more opportunity for themselves, when in actual fact, it may be to their detriment.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we all have a responsibility as advocates for our brand and ambassadors for our business to spend responsibly, to invest responsibly, to save responsibly, and to really make sure that every decision that we make, especially as moms, you know, that every decision that we make is going to put the future generation in our family in a better financial position and situation that we are. And no matter how much money you spend or how many projects you take on or how many ways and places and things that you do that stretch yourself thin, you can't get results in any realm of life. You can't achieve mastery if you're so diluted that you are dabbling in everything but not giving yourself the opportunity to master anything. And I see this a lot with people that do like course hopping or coach hopping or whatever. It's like they own 1,000 courses. They haven't implemented any of them fully. And 3 years later, you know, they're frustrated, they're thousands of dollars in debt, and quote unquote, you know, nothing that they've tried has worked for them. But in reality, if they had just stuck with the first course that they invested in and gone all in on implementing it and refining it and testing it and trying new and different things until they got it working, they would be exactly where they wanted to be. So I think it's a big piece of that is slowing down and having the patience to commit yourself to following through until completion. And to realize that you are an ambassador for your brand and for your business and for your family. And that means spending responsibly. And it also means making sure that the time that you're spending away from your family is well spent, and that there's a consequential and tangible benefit to your family of the time that you're spending away from them in order to pursue the business that you're building.
Yeah, it is. It all boils down to responsibility. And you know, I always ask, there's so many things that I could do, but it doesn't mean that I should do them. And sometimes opportunities present themselves and they're really enticing and exciting and they get you all, get the juju going and you're all excited. But whatever you are saying yes to, you're really saying no to some other really important things.
Yes.
You know, like refining other areas of your business and getting to the next level. And I do. I see a lot of people course hopping and, as you said, coach hopping sometimes, but not ever fully implementing it and taking it to that refinement stage. Yeah. So definitely slow down if that's you, because when we talk about money mindset, there's certainly, it's a spectrum, and you can be like way down in the negative money mindset and like not wanting to spend like a single dollar, all the way to like just constantly signing up to programs and coaches and masterminds and then still getting nowhere. So I really wanted to touch on the idea of it being a spectrum as such. But Kelly, can I get you now to just be super actionable for us before we wrap things up here? Can you share 3 actionable strategies that my biz mums can implement to create meaningful opportunities for themselves in order to drive profitable decision making?
Definitely. Well, I think, you know, you always have to ask yourself, what is the simplest, fastest path to cash? And the most actionable thing I can give everyone listening today is review your own clientele and the past clients that you've worked with and the people that have come to you to work with you that haven't signed on the dotted line yet. There is easily an extra $100,000 to $200,000 in profits lying in that group of people for most people that have been in business for any period of time. But we simply are so diluted and so scattered, running in so many different directions, doing so many different things, that we're not effectively upselling everywhere we could be to the people already buying from us, looking for new and different ways to serve them at a higher level. We're not reaching back out consistently and persistently to the people who've bought from us in the past to get them buying again. And we're not doing effective follow-up to bring the people who are already interested, but maybe are a little bit scared, maybe a little overwhelmed, maybe need that push to take that next step full circle to get them started working with you. So your fastest path to cash is always in that inner circle. And it's in taking that next step to care for and provide for those people at a higher level. So that would be the number one thing that I would focus on. The number two thing would be put your money in the right places. Right? So evaluate where you're spending money in your business right now and align it with the two things that we talked about. One, learning the skills, gaining the knowledge and the expertise to actually perform at the level that you want to. And two, getting new eyeballs on your business with advertising so that you have qualified leads coming into your funnel every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, just based on what we talked about here tonight, really take a minute to evaluate your money mindset and do some work on that right away, because any investment that you make in that is going to provide a return back in the form of your bank account.
Totally. Oh my goodness. Boom. There you go again, dropping it like it's hot. I just have to tell
you. I love you.
That's like crazy. I love it. You know your shoes. Okay. So when you were talking to us about, you know, making the most of that inner circle, like a really warm audience, and taking them to the next level or following people up, I just think that is so important. Too often as entrepreneurs or small business owners, all we want is more followers on Instagram, more likes on our Facebook page, a bigger email list, more customers, more new customers, rather than nurturing the people that are already there. And when you get caught up in this need for just like more. I always tell my students and my clients, it only leads to you becoming more average in your messaging, more average in everything that you create, because you are just, and then you start attracting just average rather than focusing on quality and going deeper with the people that are already there that want to hear from you.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
It's crazy stuff. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Kelly, oh my goodness, and helping shake up our money mindset a bit. Some people may be feeling a bit uncomfortable listening to this conversation. If your stomach is doing some flips, well, maybe that's a sign that you've got some money mindset things that you need to work through yourself. It's not woo-woo. It is serious self-development stuff. Like, and you see it having an impact on your business, but in your life in general. Like, money mindset used to affect my ability to show self-care and self-compassion to myself when I needed it most. And I think now that you're aware of it, you're going to see it popping up. It's going to present itself in your day. And hopefully Kelly's advice, you hear her voice in your head whenever a money mindset issue pops up for you. Kelly, where can we find you to connect with you more?
Well, my podcast is live 3 times a week, Unstoppable Success Radio. So absolutely check out the show if you want to grow further, faster, and build a bigger, more profitable business that allows you to put your family first. And of course, my home on the web is kellyroachcoaching.com. There's 9 different free opt-ins and all sorts of trainings and resources and videos there designed to help you to achieve your biggest and most important business and life goals.
Oh my goodness, that sounds incredible. So I'm going to make sure that I pop all of those details regarding, you know, Kelly's coaching services and of course that amazing podcast. I can't believe you're bringing out 3 episodes a week. You are unstoppable. Ladies, go and check it out. All of the links will be in the show notes that accompanies this podcast. But thank you so much, Kelly, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the World Wide Web.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Kelly Roach, for joining me on this episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast. Not only was it really eye-opening, I think it was super actionable. So if you love this episode, I want you to head over to the link that I have put in the show notes that accompanies this episode. I want you to head over to iTunes and leave me a review. If you had any aha moments as you listened along to this one, let me know in your review. And as always, come on over to Facebook or Instagram. I am at Mums with Hustle and I would love to hear from you. Until next week, stay happy in your hustle.